cause His Word to come alive in our hearts.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to be a vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey, near the western suburbs. Determine what the future will bring, and I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Corbett, who lives in Japan. He's Canadian. Suddenly, he writes a financial newsletter. He actually contributes to World Affairs Brief, suddenly on a twice weekly basis. But a wonderful commentator on what's going on. And it's vitally important that you understand what is taking place financially throughout the world, because you're being lied to by the controlled media. They tell us things are really getting better. Certainly the economy is picking up. And that's why the Federal Reserve is going to start cutting back on quantitative easing. And instead of $85 billion a month they're putting in, they're talking about $55 billion a month, and gradually lowering the amount of money that they're putting in because things are getting better. The economy is getting better. But the economy isn't getting better. And they're simply lying to you. And if you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics form, so you can get them on the internet. Don't look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, certainly U2 or U3 unemployment. Look at their own U6 figures. You'll find it's well over 12%. If you go to John Williams' website, the U2 unemployment is well over 22%. Our unemployment rate is in difficulty. Sears is closing down stores. Best Buy is closing down stores. Macy's is closing down stores. Target is closing down stores. Suddenly, all across the country, why shops are closing. The economy is not improving, no matter what they say. Certainly, factories are still moving overseas. A large shirt factory is leaving Ohio, moving to Honduras. They tell us, oh, things are wonderful, this age of globalism. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a planned program to transfer the wealth of the American people and to impoverish our people, raising the living standards in other countries, lowering the living standards here. We basically are having about $500 billion a year trade deficit. They don't give you these figures, but James Corbett, you pick up this story and you tell us what your views are about what's happening.
Well, thank you to be on here with you, and you paint a very vivid picture of the giant wealth transfer that's taking place right now across the country is coming to the average American, but unfortunately, it's not the living standards of the average person in foreign countries. It's specifically lining the pockets who are puppeteering this system, and we see that as the wealth in the very poor plundering takes place. And as someone else put it in an email to me recently, I thought it was a good turn of phrase. This is what happens when they try to steal everything, including the kitchen sink, everything that is nailed down. They are really going after absolutely everything at this point. And we're starting to see, I think, the end game of this system that they've constructed. And specifically today, I think that we should focus maybe in a little bit on the recent rumblings from the European Union and the euro area, specifically with regards to some comments made by Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, about something that she's calling lowflation. So we have inflation, we have disinflation, we have deflation, we have stagflation, and now we have lowflation, which is another thing that they're trying to basically implant in the public consciousness to get us on board with these endless bailouts and endless injections of funny money into the economy.
But you can't keep by simply creating money. You can't keep creating debt indefinitely with nothing behind it, because sooner or later, one means or another, the whole thing's going to collapse, and most people lose everything they have. We'll be back in a moment.
There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Get inflation back up to our target.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Suddenly James is saying that over in Europe, while they feel they don't have enough inflation, and they're going to do whatever they have to get inflation up. Now, you must understand that the whole world monetary system is controlled by international bankers. They tie into the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, this cabal that runs the world, and they control, certainly are the bank. This is the economy in the United States is contracting. This is the economy in China and Japan are contracting. And basically, the only thing they can do is pour out more money. But there's nothing behind the money. And one of these days, certainly it gets shifted over to the economy, we would have rampant inflation and simply wipe out the value of the currency literally overnight. And the only reason we don't have inflation is because massive amounts with the Federal Reserve System.
So a lot of this money is being parked at the Fed because it's just safer and easier for the banks to park it there than to lend it out into an economy that isn't interested in borrowing. So that's why there hasn't been that tidal wave of hyperinflation that we would expect from all the money printing that's gone on in the recent years. But we have a very opposite situation developing in Europe, where they want to get inflation up. So they are now thinking about either chopping their main lending rate down from its 0.25% level, which is an absolute pretty much as low as you can go. They're thinking about chopping it to zero. They're even thinking about cutting deposit rates to negative interest, which is to say they are thinking about charging banks in order to hold deposits in the ECB coffers overnight. So overnight deposits would actually cost banks money, which would incentivize them to actually be lending that money out and thus increasing inflation. So they're talking about that type of strategy. And, of course, as the last resort, they are talking about, well, if all of that doesn't work and we still can't get inflation going, we will just continue our quantitative easing. We'll just start injecting money directly through the ECB. So they're desperate to try to get inflation up. And I think it's important to understand why that is, because we often talk about inflation as an unmitigated bad thing here. But according to modern economic theory, there is a reason for inflation. And so I think we should do the justice of at least describing why they think that inflation is a good thing. And the idea is that we have this economy. We want it to grow at an acceptable pace in order to keep up with a growing population and higher standards of living. So we want the economy to grow, and so we need some inflation in the system to do that. Now, we think of inflation, the average person thinks of inflation as a rise in the price of goods. But inflation, really, economically speaking, refers to an expansion of the money supply. And when the money supply expands, there's more money available, then more money chasing the same amount of goods equals the price of those goods dropping. Relative to the value that's there. So what inflation really is a measure of the money supply itself. And as we were just talking about, because the money that the Federal Reserve is creating isn't getting injected into the economy, it's not having the inflationary effects that we would expect it to have. Now, they say that inflation is a good thing because it, for example, gives businesses more flexibility to retain workers during periods of weak growth. They say, for example, if you're heavily in debt, inflation is a good thing because when the inflation happens, then the value of the amount of that you owe decreases because you owe the same amount in absolute value terms, but you owe it in the inflated currency. So you actually have to pay less, realistically speaking, when you average it out for inflation. So high inflation can be good for people who are in debt. But as we've talked about many times, of course, I mean, the underlying part of all of this is that inflation is really a tax, and it penalizes people who have saved their money most of all. People who just have money and are holding on to it lose out when inflation happens because, of course, their money is worth less in the long run. So that's the real secret about this. And I suppose there is a point to this. If the economy was based on real money, i.e. money that was not created in debt to the banksters and held at the point of a gun, basically, by the threat of the government making it the fiat money of the land, if there was real money, you would want a money supply that does gradually expand in order to accommodate a growing economy. But, of course, that's not what we have. We do have this system of the Federal Reserve controlling the money supply and creating the money as debt owed to the banksters. So what they are basically doing is taking this power that they have to create the money, and they are creating it in order to pay for the promises that they've made for Social Security and all of these other government programs, of course, the war machine and all of this. They're using this ability to inflate away their own debt by basically printing the money. And so this is the problem, the root problem, is that the banksters are really holding us all hostage and using their own power to create more money and inject it into the system as a way of basically paying for their own paper promises.
But of course, the difficulty is you can't keep putting out money you don't have. And right now, of course, Social Security is taking up a fairly large part of all the money that comes in. And basically, they keep talking about the Social Security Trust Fund. There isn't any Social Security Trust Fund. It's all been spent, and it's part of the national debt. But basically, of course, as the money going out increases on a yearly basis, pretty soon the vast majority of all the money coming in will go for Social Security and for Medicare, and there's not going to be much of anything left over for all the other functions of government. We're talking perhaps 10, 15, 20 years at the most.
That's right, and that's the point. This system really benefits two classes of people. One are the politicians in Washington who get to continually make bigger and bigger promises of government largesse on the back of this ability to inflate away the money supply. And then the other people who benefit from this are the banksters themselves, who, of course, can continue to take the world to the brink of economic collapse like they did with the housing bubble back in the middle part of the last decade. And when that pops, of course, the government's going to be there to hand them the money to buy their way out of that situation, and will literally pay to take the toxic assets off their hands, which is exactly what happened with the 2008 meltdown with Lehman Brothers. So this is the system, and this is who it benefits. It's the banksters and the politicians who are in their back pockets that benefit from this system. It's the average person at the bottom who does not benefit from this at all, and in fact only gets themselves and their progeny unto the umpteenth generation basically consigned to this debt slavery system where they work their entire lives to pay half or more of their wages in taxes to a government that, again, continually gives portions of that money back to them, doles it out in little handfuls, and doesn't tell them that, of course, this is an absolutely, not only an unsustainable system, but a system that's designed to keep people in this constant hamster wheel of debt slavery.
And, of course, for the people in my era, why we're going to get more out of Social Security and Medicare than we put in. But for the next generation, there's not going to be anywhere near enough money for them, their Social Security, and their Medicare. And the whole system is just not financially feasible. They sold it, you know, what's wrong with helping people? I mean, certainly it may not be constitutional, but after all, certainly what about the elderly that don't have anything? Wouldn't it be nice to help them? Well, it's certainly be nice to help them, but you never want to let the federal government do it because, of course, they're not fiscally responsible. And eventually, certainly right now, things are not bad. But eventually, the whole thing has to collapse because there's no money there. And of course, when this happens, then, of course, the whole monetary system comes down and the average individual loses everything and we move into a dictatorship. The average individual is not going to give up his Social Security and his Medicare. Why should he? He prayed into it. And despite the fact he's getting more out than he put in, well, he's entitled to it according to the law. At least that's how he feels. And you can't even buy private health insurance if you're over 65. You've got to go along with the system. But eventually, ladies and gentlemen, they know the system is coming down. I believe they want it to come down. I think they want the thing to collapse and go into chaos. And then, of course, enslave the public because behind everything going on are powerful forces that do not believe in freedom. They would believe in rule by an elite, and they're buying the support of the people with their own money. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, I guess, is James Corbett. James, what do you see happening in the near future?
Well, I think you hit on an interesting point there where you talk about the intergenerational nature of what's going on right now, where the older generation, the one that was initially weaned onto the system through the promises of the politicians, will get something out of it and so far have managed to get something out of the years and years that they spent paying into the system. But the youth understand that this is a game of hot potato. And when that game comes to an end, whoever is holding the potato is going to be the one who loses. And that is exactly the situation that a lot of young people find themselves in as they're entering the workforce or starting their career and looking at the system, which is mathematically, it cannot survive as the generation that's coming up just simply does not have the numbers of people to support the generation that is retiring right now. And this is a system that is designed to collapse, exactly as you say, because, again, that collapse can benefit the people who are at the top of this system and can basically transfer a lot more wealth into their own power, more power and control into their own pockets as well.
Well, no, what's going to happen over in Japan? Here in the United States, of course, we're bringing people in, a lot of illegal immigrants, but at least many of them are paying Social Security and Medicare taxes. And so basically they're keeping the system going. But over in Japan, why, of course, they're not allowing people to immigrate into the country. Certainly the elderly are growing old and there are just not that many young people coming in to replace them. And basically, how are they going to continue providing money for the elderly when they're not new people coming in to pay into the system? What's going to happen in Japan?
It's the Japan Government Pension Investment Fund that's going to save the day, of course, with the largest pension fund in the world with over $1.26 trillion in assets that they're managing. And they just made an interesting move this week that we should probably talk about.
or we can do that when we get back. But I think it's important that people understand that the debt over in Japan, the national debt, is twice the gross domestic product. I mean, there's no country in the world that has more debt than Japan does. They've been sitting in a recession for 20 years, and I don't see how it's ever going to end. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
That isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will...
Journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. Can spend that taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll 796. That's 309796. Or you can order it on the web. TC. The only way our republic will citizen knowledge of our founding father institution, the Declaration, and the 866-730-9799. Institution, the Declaration, and the 866-730-9799.
It's tension load, and I would tend to imagine that the latter has more to do with it than the form.
Leaving the pension, the retirement funds from suddenly tens of millions of people over there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, what do you hear about the economy over in China? First of all, why do they have all of these magnificent, great big cities, you know, skyscrapers for millions of people? And nobody in the cities. Is this a mistake? Or is there something going on that we don't understand? And then my understanding suddenly is that China is actually having to shut back or cut back somewhat on its production because it's not being able to sell its product as readily as it has in the past overseas. Well, why don't you bring us up to date on your view on what's going on in communist China today? And let's call it communist China.
Again, that is the issue. That is exactly how it is at and why it is at the very dangerous precipice that it is at. And we can say that because there has been a monstrous growth in the overall banking system in Japan, in China, over the past 5 years that has supported the lack of economic activity that's happened throughout the globe over the past 5 years in the wake of the Lehman Brothers collapse. So basically what China did was open up the spigots in terms of its own banking system and creating all of this massive amount of credit and which has to be used somehow. So they've basically been financing the building of this gigantic infrastructure, the urbanization of a country of over 1 billion people. It's a staggering thing that's happened in China over the past decade. And of course, we've seen that reflected in all the various statistics of how it's become the largest importer of a number of different resources and the largest spender on construction and things of this sort. And people have probably
two products. You can enjoy the benefit of Radio Liberty. Continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic caps, 5 Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of Americans have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Liberty or force. James is one of the knowledgeable people I know about what's going on, listening not only in the Orient, but all across the world financially. And basically, you have to understand what's going on, because I think we are on the edge of a major catastrophe. How it's going to play out, I really don't know. But I do know that there's massive amounts of paper money out there with nothing behind it. The price of gold and silver being kept artificially low. They are manipulated, but there's nothing you can do about it. It's all dishonest. But, I mean, who are you going to appeal to? The dishonest people who are doing it? And suddenly what's happening is, of course, the American gold and silver are being transferred to China and to other countries, to India. And the real wealth is moving away from America. And one of these days, when the day of reckoning comes, I tremble for my country, really, to think what's going to happen financially to so many people who are certainly invested in the traditional investments, stock market, bonds, and new things of that sort. I said, Niki, International Folklore, how they could get your information from your website, subscribe to your newsletter if they wanted to.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Well, people who are interested, I always suggest they check out the website of the International Forecaster. That's theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. And while you're there, you can check out previous examples of articles. It's a twice-weekly newsletter. It comes out Wednesdays and Saturdays, 30 to 40 pages of information each time. So a lot of information contained therein, and I do write the lead editorial there twice a week. So you can subscribe there on the website, or if you want to write in via mail, you can write P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. Or, of course, if you are interested in my own work, my website is CorbettReport.com. That's C-O-R-B.
How are we doing?
Good. Thank you. What do you think the leadership of Brazil, Mexico, Chile, and the South American country, do you think they understand what's going on in the United States and what's going on in China and Russia and Europe? And what are they going to do there? Knowledge.
Right. I think that the understanding of certainly the American economic imperialism is probably higher in South America than probably any other part of the globe, because they've definitely been on the brunt end of this for a long time. And this is why there's been some roadblock, I think, to the globalist agenda in South America over the past decade or two. And we saw that, for example, with the free trade area of the Americas that was being pioneered and pushed by Rockefeller and his cohort was stopped. So I think that there is a – now, what is the answer to this, and can this be – out of globalism be stopped? People who look at something like the BRICS Development Bank that they floated, which is an idea to capitalize a bank, basically to be a counterbalance to the World Bank, which oversees development funds from the Western powers, and to make their own kind of developing bank for the developing countries by the developing countries. It's certainly an idea that has a place, but again, I'm worried about the idea of just substituting one globalist type entity for another, and whether we're just going for a regionalism as a stepping stone towards global government. So it's a complicated issue, but I certainly do think there are people who are opposed to what's going on in South America, and they are being opposed right now by a lot of forces that are trying to overthrow these governments.
And if I could just intercede, you mentioned BRIC nations. That is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and then S, BRICS. That's well. If you want to play that game, maybe we'll your other countries not to buy them from us, putting an embargo on us and not to pay us in dollars. So maybe that we want to be paid in rupee or in the Chinese yuan or some other currency. Or maybe we're going to come up with another currency to replace. Now, that should happen. That would have just a disastrous impact on the American economy, wouldn't it, James?
It certainly would, and I think it already is to a certain extent. We know that China, for example, has been signing bilateral agreements with countries all around the world at a furious pace that are denominated in local currencies. And what we see happening now with Russia and the sanctions that they're at least talking about putting on Russia will, I think, only quicken that process. So I think that is a significant thing that's coming about. And again, it's not only predictable.
Is there anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, thank you so much for the information.
Or 464-295. But other countries, certainly in other blocs throughout the world, are beginning to organize against the United States, which has really dominated the world monetary system for such a long time. And basically, we've created all these dollars. And so many of the countries throughout the world, their reserve, their wealth in dollars. And basically, it's very convenient. They can use them to buy products. They can use them to buy oil. What happens if certainly these countries, for one reason or another, decide that they're going to begin using other types of currencies, for buying? Then what are they going to do with their dollars? And the fear is that those dollars would suddenly be sent back to America. They'd be brought into America to buy material things here of inherent value. And there's suddenly a tremendous influx of dollars into
America. He decided to do that his country was invaded and he was the planet.
And the same thing happened with Gaddafi, along with some of our programs. And of course, the next thing you knew, tortured to death. So these things happen. When you defy America, you get into trouble. But as more and more countries begin to defy, suddenly the elite that control America, why, of course, they may get to the point where they're not able to have them all killed. Suddenly this America will be deluged with money. And for that to happen, the financial structure of America could begin to crumble. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. Go right ahead, James.
Well, I would just add to what you say that I think another of the risks that we run in this era, of course, a lot of this, as we say, is part of a plan, and they do have a plan for the orderly collapse in order to bring in their solution. .ca. The specter of nuclear warfare rising in this new era of the... disturbing signs that are coming out from nuclear arsenal, but also the Russian nuclear arsenal. And just some indications of that, we have, for example, four planned U.S. advanced destroyers arriving in port in Spain to form part of the ballistic missile defense shield that the U.S. is still busily constructing in Europe, ostensibly to counter the threat from Iran, but really to counter Russia. And Russia, in response, doing this involving as many as 10,000 soldiers, also increasing the amount of deployed nuclear warheads. We are into an era of rising nuclear tension. And unfortunately, again, we're not dealing with sane people who have a firm grasp on reality. And I really do shudder to think of the consequences of one of these games of economic brinksmanship getting out of control.
I share your concern because I come from a very, very, and I telephone 888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888, here in the Central Coast, 64295. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's not, read Revelation 6:8-6:12. Bruce, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a question about China, but I'm coming up a little again in the Ukraine. A couple of cities, Donetsk and Kharkov, I believe, that would be east of the Dnieper River over where the Russians are. They are for referendum. And if that happens, so it'll heat up over there again. I don't know.
Are these cities that are pro-communist in eastern Ukraine?
Yeah, the Dnieper River there divides the Ukraine one-third east, two-thirds west. And east of that Dnieper River is the Russian-dominated part, and those two cities are on the eastern side there.
And so and we don't say, well, you can't have that. You know, it violates the Constitution. What has been said about the Ukraine, why basically of the Crimea from the Ukraine, why that is against the Constitution, why we have to have representative government. We can't have people just making their secede. And yet, of course, it was the American foreign policy, $5 billion sent in to destabilize the Ukraine to topple the existing government. And then we talk about how we shouldn't be violating an interference of other countries. And it gives hypocrisy a bad name. But Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, only God is true and every man a liar. You know, that's the bottom line. Let God be true and every man a liar. And they sure are a bunch of back of liars, too. Who knows? I know this. We have this mythos that democracies do not go to war with each other. Well, you know, what do you call Hitler coming to power with about 40% of the vote there in, what was it, 36? And the others, no one got dead in China. It was written by a lawyer, a local lawyer in Owasso, up in China. In a few weeks, that's going to cause them to want to cash in all their loans. It says that flattening of chartered banks are seeing signals ringing alarm bells for the Federal Reserve to start more infusions. Concerted bank action has been with a tidal wave, but it will be 20 times as bad as what happened in 2008.
Okay, fine. What are your thoughts on that, James?
Well, when it comes to specific time frames, I'm always hesitant because I really don't think that that we can say the exact timing of events like these, because there are a million different factors that come along. The overall idea that there is a very dangerous precipice that the Chinese economy is on right now, I certainly do agree with. And we've talked about this before, Bank of China injected money into that. There are factors that can go into the timing of this, but the overall idea that we are on the brink of something very big, I
think it is, Bruce.
Themselves that are trying to avert an economic downturn in China that will cost us? Is that the bottom line?
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand drops by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's recession faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and